You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow, and for the rest of this hour, a visit to one of my favorite places in all of Los Angeles. And I'm not talking about the Walk of Fame here with all the stars on it. I'm talking about the La Brea Tar Pits. Every time I go to L.A., I try to find some time to go out and visit the La Brea Tar Pits, because you would never expect that under a city like Los Angeles, there's this bubbling ooze of black stuff coming up, locked inside, are priceless fossils. And back in the early 1900s, Rancho La Brea, which was the site of the tar pits, was really a rural spot here in L.A., and when scientists began to unearth Ice Age-era fossils from the site, the land was protected from development, and the Page Museum at the La Brea Tar Pits was established. And Los Angeles actually grew around the site, making the tar pits a really unique urban fossil excavation site. And joining me now to talk about the pits and the fossils that have been found there is my guest, Ken Campbell. He's curator of vertebrate zoology at the Page Museum at the La Brea Tar Pits, part of the National History Museum of Los Angeles, and he joins us here in Studio B at NPR West. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you.
Is it a fascinating place? Do people of L.A. realize how fascinating the tar pits are?
Actually, I think the people of L.A. do realize what a fascinating place it is, and it's one of the prime places that people bring out-of-town guests to. It's something that everyone has to see.
It's not the kind of place like in New York. You don't visit the Statue of Liberty if you're a New Yorker. Only the tourists come and see it. It's something like that in L.A. The tourists come, but, people rather look for Hollywood stars, when they get to L.A.
I think people love the tar pits here. I think they really do.
How much science really goes on at the tar pits?
Quite a lot. There is a group of scientists who have been working, who work there now.
Right.
And there have always been scientists working on the fossils from Rancho La Brea. There are so many fossils of so many different kinds of animals that there are lifetimes of work for paleontologists there.
Mm. And I see from your webpage, you cut up little 3-foot sections to go down and do research and actually set them apart that way.
The excavations are done, the current excavation is done in a manner in which the fossils are taken out of the ground in 3-foot square sections, mm-hmm. one at a time. It's taken down a certain distance and then is taken down in another square a certain distance. And the reason for that is that we are trying to keep an exact location for all of the bones that we take out. We want to, this is one of the things that we use to interpret how the fossils got there.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what it is. Is it oil bubbling there? What is the pit itself? Is it tar? Is it oil? Is it?
Well, actually, the term pit is a bit of a misnomer.
Right.
The area in which the Page Museum lies is over an old oil field. And, in fact, they used to pump oil out just north of the site. And the ground is permeable to the oil, and it seeps up through to the surface where it oozes out. It does not bubble up, mm-hmm. although there are occasions when, quite commonly, that there is methane gas that bubbles up, and you can see it bubbling up. It looks a lot like soap bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
But the oil comes out onto the surface of the ground and sort of generally spreads out laterally, and then it becomes like flypaper, a very sticky substance, and it's in that the animals get stuck.
And what era of animals are we talking about that you're uncovering? Give us a little idea of the time period.
The oldest fossils that we have there are approximately 40,000 years old. And the bulk of them, of the fossils, range from 40,000 years ago to 10,000 years ago. And that's mm-hmm. the approximate age of the last great Ice Age episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking Ice Age animals.
Right, right. And I remember since I was a child, maybe I was watching the Walt Disney Show or something where they used to show the tar pits a lot. They would always talk about saber-toothed tigers being the prime, finding fossils and bones, the teeth of saber-toothed tigers. But I understand that apart from that, you have some very interesting bird fossils that you've dug up out of there.
Well, there
are quite a few very interesting bird fossils. Bird fossils are my specialty. And, in fact, we have probably well over a quarter of a million bird fossils.
A quarter of an individual fossil?
Individual fossil bones.
Wow.
From the tar pits. There are over 140 species represented in the collection, and about 25 or 30 of those are extinct species. One of those is the subject of a project which we're now involved with, and that's the extinct California turkey. And the California turkey is the second most common bird that we find as a fossil in the tar pits, the most common one being the golden eagle.
No kidding. Wow. 1-800-989-8255 is our number. Give us an idea of the range of different animals that you've excavated over the years.
Well, there are, I believe it's well over 600 different species of plants and animals that have been identified from the tar pits. And this includes everything from insects to snakes, lizards, fish, different kinds of plants, many, many different kinds of mammals, both large mammals such as bison and mastodons, down to rodents, squirrels, small mice. And the birds range in size from the giant extinct teratorn, which was larger than the California condor, down to very small warbler-sized birds that just would have been just a few inches in length.
1-800-989-8255. Let's go to Mohammed in Oklahoma City. Hi, welcome to Science Friday.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I just happened to catch this program, and I used to live in L.A. and moved just a year ago, and during the 80s, I used to work just close to La Brea Tar Pit, and I used to walk down there, and it always attracted me. I mean, and I went a couple of times. It's such a wonderful place. I mean, it's just like people from outside, even from California, they don't know much about it. I think it's one important site to go visit, unlike Universal Studio and other stuff, you know.
Ken Campbell, can tourists or just visitors watch the actual excavation going on at this point?
Every year we have approximately an 8 to 10 week period between the 4th of July and Labor Day when there is an active excavation taking place. And at that time, scientists are down digging up the bones, actually pulling them out of the ground, and there's an observation pit where people can watch from above. The level at which they're taking the bones right now is about 15 feet below the ground. So they are looking down into a hole.
Do things still fall into it, into the pits that you...
Well, as I say, there really aren't pits.
Right,
the pits refer to the holes
the
that,
old,
the, scientists,
used to be there.
That the scientists dug when they took the bones out.
But now it's a covered center and everything is...
But now it's a beautiful urban park.
Right.
But yes, animals still get stuck in the tar. And squirrels, different kinds of birds. We find a variety of primarily small mammals, of course, because we don't have large mammals walking around in the middle of Los Angeles. But we do still find things getting stuck.
Let's go to Bob. Bob in Phoenix. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, Ira. Thanks for having me on.
My
question is there a website?
Yes. Yes, there is a website. It would be the Natural History Museum .org.
If you go to Science Friday's website, it's easier just to go there because you can always remember Science Friday. We'll have a link right to it there. Yeah.
Oh, great.
You're interested in it's tarpits.org, I think. And you're interested in visiting?
I am. I used to live in Los Angeles, just like, but I never went. Now, of course, I'm terribly interested. I live in Phoenix, so it's going to be a trip, but it'll be fun. It'll be a good reason to go.
Is it life that way? You don't know what you got till it's gone, right? All right, thanks. That's for calling. Why do you think there's so many birds? You said there are 250,000 bird specimens. You have more species of fossilized birds than anywhere in the world. Why birds that fly? Why would they get caught in the tar?
Well, when I say we have a quarter of a million birds, you have to realize that, that in total we have probably over 6 million, or I'm sorry, 2 million.
2 million birds.
Fossils. From the tar pits. And the birds are only a small portion of that.
Mm-hmm.
Birds get stuck in the tar for many, many reasons. Ducks mistake it for water. Turkeys, because they're ground birds, tend to walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
And get stuck. Other birds come down because there's water standing on the tar and they want to drink, and they end up getting stuck.
Why do you think the turkeys went extinct, and what year did they go extinct out here in California? Any evidence from the tar?
Well, we don't have any specific reason yet. That's one of the reasons for this year-long project that we have in operation here. We're trying to figure out why it was that they became extinct. The most likely reason is that there was enough of a habitat change that they were no longer able to survive.
Hmm. Talking about the Liberia tar pits this hour and Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. Could there be other pools of tar like this around L.A. that have gone undiscovered and could be there waiting to be excavated? But could be covered over by big buildings on Wilshire Boulevard or something like that.
There are no other sites away from. There are other sites close to Hancock Park, where the Page Museum at the La Brea Tar Pits is. There are no other sites within the city of Los Angeles that I know of, but there are other sites in the Central Valley of California, in Kern County, which is also a big oil producing area. And there's also an area near Carpinteria, California, where there have been large collections of fossil vertebrates taken from tar pits.
Mm. I'm going to give you the blank check question I ask all my guests if they have doing research. If you had a blank check and you could do anything with that money in terms of your work, what would you like to do at La Brea? What kind of research or what kind of study would you like to do there? No one's ever made you that offer before, I guess.
No, I haven't had that offer before. The most important thing that's needed to study the fossil birds at Rancho La Brea is time, people to do the work. The Turkey Project is being funded by the National Wild Turkey Federation because they're interested in turkeys. And because of their money, we are able to hire a postdoctoral scientists to come in and do all of the detailed work that needs to be done in order to understand the extinct turkey. But the turkeys are only about 11,000 to 12,000 specimens of this quarter million.
Right.
So we have hundreds of thousands of bones that need to be studied, and that requires people and a lot of time.
And everything is well preserved when it's in the tar?
Excellently preserved. It's the fossils are just absolutely beautiful. Some of them are broken, of course, but the majority are some of the best bird fossils you would ever hope to find.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time to join us. Ken Campbell is a curator of vertebrate zoology at the Page Museum at the La Brea Tar Pits, part of the National History Museum, a natural history museum here in Los Angeles. He joins us here. Thank you very much in NPR West.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking time to talk with us. Kevin Wade is our technical director. Our audio engineers are Matt Galick and Paul Masiello in New York. Greg Smith composed our theme music, and we had help today from NPR librarians Kim Oleski and Alphonse Vinn. And if you missed any of the links we talk about, you want to know how to get to the La Brea Tar Pits, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. We'll have the links there for you. And you can also get Science Friday's Kids Connection, which is a free educational material we put together for you for listeners of Science Friday. Take them to your classrooms. Use them in your classes. Also, you can listen to archived versions of Science Friday in real audio or download them on your Audible.com player. Have a great weekend. We thank everybody here at NPR West in Los Angeles for hosting us this week. We'll be back next week in New York. I'm Ira Flatow in Los Angeles.